Good morning and afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the La Poitevin Group conference call. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. And I would like to turn the conference over to David La Poitevin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I won't make any introductions because it's David here and I'm speaking, and this is going to be the shortest La Poitevin Group conference call ever. And I just thought I would jump on and answer some questions because we had a lot of people asking us about what was going on because it's making headlines. There's a lot of shenanigans, so I just kind of go through what it means. And the short answer is it doesn't affect any of my clients whatsoever, except that it did create a mini sell-off last week, but it's nothing to be concerned about. The market goes through series, as we know. Anybody who's been with me longer than 90 days knows that the market goes up and it goes down. And last week was a down week, and I'll explain why. It caused a very short-term selling pressure on the market. So number one is we need to define a few things here, and then I'll go through what happened. Number one definition, Robin Hood. So you're going to hear a lot of this stuff, so I'll just give you my take on stuff. Robin Hood is an online brokerage account. Anyone can open an account at Robinhood. There are no stock trading fees. You can buy shares in Royal Bank. You could buy shares in whatever you want, Canaccord shares. You could buy whatever you want online for free. Now, you wonder, how in the world can a brokerage firm not charge any money? Well, they make money two ways. Number one is they sell all the buy and sell orders to another firm who is always on the other side of that. So when you're hitting market orders, you got to remember that someone else is making 1 or 2 cents. Again, they have 13 million customers, and that's growing daily. So when you're making 1 or 2 cents on millions of trades, it all adds up. So they sell the trading to someone else who is on the other side of that. Again, La Poitevin Group, when we put the trades in, no one's fighting you on the other side. So you've got that going against you, Robinhood. Again, I'm not dissing Robinhood because for most people, buying 100 shares of something doesn't matter if they pay 1 cent more. The other way they make money is on margin. So if a young person opens an account, they can borrow money and invest more money than they have in their accounts, and they can borrow usually 50% of the values of. I will tell you that it is mostly dominated by young people. The average, their go-to account size is between $1,000 and $5,000 with a skew towards more like $1,000. So that's Robinhood. Number two on the definition list is short selling. Short selling is normally my clients know we buy stock and then we sell stock. If you buy a stock and you have stock in your account, that's called going long. That's the technical term for just buying stock. So you, in theory, you buy low, sell high. Now, what if you come across a stock that you think is trading at 10 bucks you think is going to go to a dollar? Well, you could sell that stock and buy it later. So you could, instead of buy low, sell high, you could sell first, buy later. But you're selling something that you don't possess. So what you can do when you're short selling is you could borrow someone's shares that just intends on sitting on them. You could borrow those shares, and therefore you could sell and buy. But you do have an obligation to eventually buy those shares back because you can't borrow forever. So that's short selling. Number three on the definition list is a organization called Reddit. Reddit is a social media website where there's discussions and there's an investment forum. Seems to me that a lot of 15 or 18 to 30-year-olds have been going on this Reddit website and getting investment ideas. Fourth on the definition list is a hedge fund. Hedge fund is basically a glorified mutual fund that charges a very high fee of 2% plus 20% of any of the profits, and they can also sell short, whereas typically a mutual fund cannot. So that's a hedge fund. So what happened? In the Reddit forum, people got all whipped up in a frenzy because in the Reddit forum, some outfits were touting buying shares in things like GameStop. Now, GameStop sells video games in malls, okay? The company was doing very poorly. Their revenues have decreased 27% over the last 2 years. They're virtually on a path to bankruptcy. But someone decided, hey, wait a minute, if I can get all the young people at Robinhood to buy these shares, we can accomplish two things. Now, it is a good investment thesis, but if somebody has heavily shorted a stock, if the stock runs up, you put them in a position where they're losing a lot of money. So what happened with GameStop, it was a $10 stock, down from $25 or $30, and it was perpetually declining. And a hedge fund out there, a couple of hedge funds, thought that the shares were going to go down, so they were shorting it. So on the Reddit forum, they said, I know, let's get everyone to buy it, and this stock will run up because we will what's called squeeze the short. So we will put the short position in a dire position. And it began to work. GameStop started going up, and some New York hedge funds were losing a lot of money. Not only were they losing money, but as it went up, some other funds began to short even more of it because this is ridiculous. What happens is if you're short more than the amount of shares that you can borrow, the hedge fund who's lent you the stock says, we need our stock back. We no longer can lend it to you. And all of a sudden, these hedge funds were forced to buy back the stock. So GameStop went to over $400 a share from 10. And when we looked at the trading on GameStop, we saw the majority of orders were coming in for one share. One share meaning I'm going to buy 400 bucks worth. So unfortunately, these are a lot of young people that got in the frenzy, saw something running up from 10 to 400 and say, I want to buy that. So the unfortunate thing that happened was the hedge funds, couple of hedge funds, lost several billion dollars because the GameStop ran up. Now think about it. If GameStop went up 30-fold, 40-fold, if you had a 2% short position, you're down 80% in your total account. So they were bleeding. They're losing. And because they were losing so much money, they had to sell all of their existing, what we call long positions. So what happened last week was the fact that GameStop ran up meant that they had to sell their shares in Apple or their shares in Google or their shares in ExxonMobil. So all of a sudden there was a massive several billion dollars of selling pressure on the market. This doesn't affect us at all, except if you looked at your statement on Wednesday or Friday or whatever the 2 days of downward pressure was. It doesn't affect us unless we were selling on those days into that selling. There is precedent on this. We saw short squeeze in a company called Tilray, which ran from $20 to $200, which was a marijuana stock that everybody sort of jumped on. The biggest example of hedge funds blowing up was long-term capital management in 1998, which made a big bet on Russian bonds, and Russia defaulted. So those bonds went to almost zero, and they were leveraged, and so they had to sell all their stocks. That actually was a great buying opportunity, but if anyone can remember back in the fall of 1998, the stock markets lost 10%. Last week, we're almost down from peak to trough 5%.
Mr. Lepoidovan, we currently are not hearing you, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to text them. Can you please go into the conference and just let people know that we will sort this out and be back as soon as possible?
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Ladies and gentlemen, as per Mr. Fletcher, please continue to stand by while we reconnect Mr. Lepoidovan. Thank you for your patience.
David's just dialing back in Vancouver right now.
Thanks, Fletcher.
Okay, hi, David.
Yep. Sorry about that. I guess that's a signal to short sale TELUS stock. So thank you, TELUS. We're not paying. So anyway, look, at the end of the day, these kind of things happen. They're really a product of the zero rates. We're getting into the speculative part of the market that we saw in the late 90s. Again, I'll point out that the big difference is that there isn't bubbles on the major sort of value-oriented stocks. But we're going to go from bubble to bubble to bubble and craziness to craziness to craziness, because there's no place for capital to go. They're printing money. There's too much money to be invested, and so it's getting crazy. Try not to play into the craziness. There's money to be made, but let's be clear. There's New York hedge funds that lost $6 billion last week, and the absolute vast majority of small investors were buying game stock at 400. It's below 100 today, and they're losing their shirts. So just stay away from this kind of hype. Robinhood as an investment company almost went bankrupt because there's a clause in there that says if a client is under margin, the actual firm has to put up additional capital. So if your clients are losing and in negative balance, you have to put up more money with the regulator. Robinhood didn't have it, so they almost went bankrupt. So it's craziness. People were losing a lot of money. Stick to the fundamentals, as they say in the movie Wall Street, and we'll be okay. Our thesis is still intact 100%, which is there's nowhere for money to go. Stick with the value. There's probably a fairly long end game. Inflation's going higher. Interest rates are going higher, and that's going to be the next problem, but that's tomorrow's problem. They're not high enough yet to derail the markets, and they barely moved, and the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada still are at zero. So we're going to have some craziness left, and in the meantime, the Lapointeven Group portfolios are doing very well this year. The Dow's down a little bit, a smidge for the year, and yet our accounts are up nicely. So stay with the program, and if I didn't answer that question, let me know. But the bottom line is, if you didn't understand everything I said, doesn't matter, because the bottom line is that nothing that happened last week really affects us. So thank you very much, and sorry about the disconnect.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Lapointeven Group conference call for today. We thank you for participating.